First, some people in Wisconsin face situations where a lingering arrest record can keep them from getting a job, an apartment, situations where their background is checked. In some cases, those arrest records should legally have been removed from Justice Department records. That's according to lawyer Corey Ashley from the nonprofit law firm Legal Action of Wisconsin. Corey recently represented a client who fits that description. I talked to Corey Ashley earlier today. She joined us from our Milwaukee studio. Corey, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, can you tell us about your client in this case and what you were trying to address here?
My client in this case came to Legal Action because they were looking for a way to improve his employability. He's young, and so he knew that he wanted to be able to enter into leasing agreements and not have landlords worry about records of conviction that weren't in fact true. And so he essentially wanted to improve all the things that would make him more self-sufficient. So we ran his criminal record report and discovered that he, in fact, had some arrest on his report that did not result in convictions or charges, for that matter, and gave the misleading impression that he had a criminal history in certain areas that just weren't the case.
Yeah, take us back to the beginning, those initial arrests and charges that ended up being on his record, surprisingly.
Right. So what initially happened is years ago, he was picked up and questioned for a couple of criminal offenses. The district attorney's office very promptly, within 2 days, decided not to charge him with those criminal offenses. And those offenses remained on his background report. And what happens with the they're called criminal history reports or crime information bureau reports, is when you have contact with law enforcement, a cycle is generated on a report that's maintained by the Department of Justice. And the rule is that if that arrest does not result in a conviction, that arrest cycle should properly come off. But the burden is placed on the individual to make that request. And Mr. Hall did not know that at the time. And so those arrests lingered on his report until we submitted the request for removal.
So if I'm in this situation, these things are there, I don't know they're there, these records are going to stay there unless I'm aware of it and go and make a specific request to get them removed. Do I have that right?
Correct. And unless you make that affirmative request, they're going to remain there. And individuals, landlords, employers, educators can pull these reports without the individual's permission. All you need is their first and last name and date of birth. So they're reviewing these reports to determine if you should get that job or if they should rent an apartment to you. And you may not know that you have these arrests sitting on your report that didn't result in charges or convictions. And so they absolutely have a stigmatizing effect.
Is this something that, as far as you know, happens often? Does it happen in many cases of an arrest not resulting in charges, ending up with records with the Department of Justice?
Absolutely. So the Department of Justice last year, more than 1 million of these reports were requested by public users. I do this work regularly at Legal Action. I review these reports weekly, and we are very routinely making requests to the Department of Justice to remove arrest cycles from reports. So this is routinely done. This is stigmatizing countless individuals across the state of Wisconsin.
Now, Mr. Hall your client did make this request, but it didn't automatically result in the expungement, the removal of these records. Why not?
Well, what the Department of Justice said was that because the criminal charges, the criminal arrests were linked to municipal ordinance violations, that they weren't eligible to come off. So another way of saying this is the DOJ, they jumbled unrelated municipal convictions to these criminal arrests. And they said because he was convicted of these municipal court, and they were tickets, by the way, that they didn't have to take the criminal arrests off. Now, the Court of Appeals disagreed with them and ordered that the inaccuracy be corrected. But that's why the initial request was denied.
We're talking to Corey Ashley, an attorney with Legal Action of Wisconsin, looking at what happens to your records. If you're arrested but not charged in a crime, it can be tough to get those expunged. Corey, take us through the legal process. And I know it gets a little complicated here. You were just laying out a couple different opinions from courts. Where are we now? How did we get here on his particular case?
Well, we got here on his particular case because Mr. Hall was, you know, fortunate enough to realize that there was something going on. He kept being denied for jobs. He had issues securing stable housing. And so he had us take a look at his background report. And after that, the process is fairly simple. We send in what's called a fingerprint removal request to the Department of Justice. And we say, look, he has some arrest on his background report that he was not ultimately charged with. He certainly wasn't convicted of. And these should not be on the report. We sent that request. That request was ultimately denied. And we filed an appeal to Milwaukee County Circuit Court. And it was called an administrative agency review. The circuit court reviewed the case. It was briefed, and they agreed with Mr. Hall and ordered that those arrests, those inaccuracies, be removed from his report. And then the DOJ, of course, appealed to the Wisconsin Court of Appeals in District 2.
And that's where we stand now. Why do you think the department is appealing this in this case if, as you're describing, by law, they should be removing these records?
I think that I certainly don't want to speak for the department, but sure. this was a case of really first impression. There's not a lot of administrative decisions revolving around this statute. And I think that their policy is not something that has really been previously challenged. So I suspect in their mind they thought that they, you know, had a policy that was correctly interpreting this statute. But certainly I don't want to, you know, speak for them.
Sure. Now, for possible remedies to prevent a case like this in the future, what would need to change? Does a state law need to change? Would a procedure need to change to prevent this happening again?
No, I think under the current statute, I don't think anything would need to change. I think the decision at this point, which made clear that this inaccuracy should come off Mr. Hall's report, at least in this circumstance, with municipal court convictions being jumbled with unrelated criminal arrest, I think that in the future that will help people similarly situated. As far as additional changes, I think these reports could be more informative. The Crime Information Bureau reports are difficult to read the way that they're formatted. I think that they are subject to other inaccuracies. Currently, the way that when you request a report, it matches a person's last name, their first initial, and their date of birth. So, for example, if your name is Jane Dillinger with a date of birth of 2/22/60, your twin brother, if they happen to be a criminal and his name is John, if you request a report for Jane Dillinger, you're always going to get the criminal report for her brother, John. So there are other, I think, things, internal things that can be done to make these reports so much more informative and accurate. But I certainly don't think at this point any legislative changes would be necessary.
Now, suppose someone is out there listening and thinking hypothetically, I got arrested back when I was 20. I never got charged with it. Gosh, I wonder if I have a criminal record sitting there. How would somebody find out something like that?
You can go to recordcheck.doj.org, and the system is pretty user-friendly. You're going to put in your name and your date of birth. It requires that you pay $7, so you will need a debit card. But you're actually able to purchase, like a lot of landlords and employers do on a daily basis, you can purchase your own individual criminal background report, and you can just take a look and see exactly what's on that report. And, you know, Legal Action has offices all over the state, not just in Milwaukee. So I would encourage anyone who has some questions about their report to reach out to us to see if there is some correcting that can be done.
You got to pay for your own report?
You have to pay for your own report. It's $7 for a general report. And if you want a more detailed caregiver report, that report, I believe, is $14.
Corey, as we wrap up, what is the timeline now with this appeal in Mr. Hall's case?
So as of right now, the good news is that Mr. Hall's report, these cycles have come off. So he has a clean report right now. The case is subject to appeal, and they have 90 days, I believe, to do so. So we are, you know, we will, you know, wait patiently to see if that happens. But in the meantime, Mr. Hall is able to, you know, go out and job hunt and look for housing with the record of these arrests off of this report.
Corey, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's Corey Ashley, a lawyer with the nonprofit law firm Legal Action of Wisconsin. We talked to her today about an appeals court decision that individuals' arrest records must be cleared for those offenses where they weren't charged with committing a crime.